بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program, Sheikh Agha Mohammadi is the guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alayhi tahirin. Once again, salam to you and to respected listeners.
Okay, Sheikh Agha Mohammadi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the food that we consume or eat and its effect on our body and soul. We know that according to Islamic teachings, the money that you spend on your sustenance or rizq and food must be halal. It must be achieved through halal or religiously lawful means and channels. So, how is it that the food that we eat affects our soul and body?
You know, in Sharia, we have two types of rulings.
Yes.
Al-ahkam al-taklifi and al-ahkam al-vaz'i or vaz'iyya. The rulings which are Shari, the duties that we have, which are the Shari five type of duties of wajib, haram, makruh, mustahab, and mubah. To be obligatory, forbidden, recommended, disliked, and permissible.
Yes.
These are the takalif that we have. Beside it, we have another kind of ruling. The second category of rulings are al-ahkam al-vaz'iyya.
Yes.
To translate them into, sometimes they say, declaratory rulings, or better, we may say, creational rulings. The creational rulings are the impacts of the things that we do or we have, we see, we touch, we listen, or whatever we sense through the five senses, they have impact on our soul.
Yes.
So this is al-ahkam al-vaz'iyya, the creational impacts and rulings. When it comes to the ahkam taklifi, those the rulings that are for the duty bound, those five rulings, those taklifi and shari rulings, there are conditions for them. Means that if you meet those conditions, those rulings will be applied for you in your case. Otherwise, you have no responsibility concerning them.
Yes.
For example, for the person to have such a taklif, we have the general rulings like knowing, being free, and being of the age, being sane, and the other conditions. So if a person is forced, means that somebody is forced to drink alcohol, then drinking alcohol is not haram for him.
Okay.
In a sense that if you don't drink alcohol, they're going to kill you, or a person belonging to you, or innocent person, or you're going to lose something very precious. So you have no choice, or they pour it, you know, forcibly in your mouth. So there will be no responsibility before that.
Okay.
So it's not haram for you. If a person in a place having no food unless something haram, like a piece of meat which is not a slaughtered shari way.
But it does have its own effect,
yeah,
isn't it?
So from shari perspective, from those taklifi perspective, those five rulings are not going to be applied. So a person going to Hajj, if he doesn't have the money, Hajj is not wajib upon him.
Yes.
If you don't have the enough money, zakat is not wajib, khums is not wajib. But when it comes to taklifi or the creational rulings, contrary to taklifi rulings, I said taklifi rulings, they depend on the conditions. Yes. Here there is no condition. Here is the case of cause and effect. When the cause is there, the effect is there. You like it or not, you want it or not, to your will or not, to your wish or not. This is what happens. You know, you cannot drink alcohol and not to be drunk, uh-huh. not to be intoxicated. Yes. I said when forcibly they force you to drink alcohol, from Sharia perspective, it is not haram, but you will be intoxicated.
Okay.
You cannot say that, no, because it is forcibly, then yes. I'm not going to be drunk. No, you will be drunk, a man will be drunk, yes. because this is the natural impact okay. of doing that. The same way, whatever, sometimes we shouldn't look at specific things. So
these are the apparent things that has their own effects. But
they have the effect. When you shouldn't listen to something, and okay. you shouldn't eat a specific thing. Yeah. So the very same point that we were talking about, when you eat something which is haram and you don't know about it,
yes.
if you don't know it's haram, then you're not, you don't have any taklif. You're okay. not going to be responsible before eating that. But it makes it a kind of, but the impact will be there.
Yes.
And this is very important, especially for those brothers and sisters living abroad yes. in foreign countries, that finding a halal food is matters.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes we have to be careful with this. Sometimes we just see the label halal and then you think that, oh, it's okay, it's halal.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you shouldn't eat.
Halal
yeah,
brand,
from
halal
from Sharia perspective, you can eat. It's not haram, it's nothing.
Yes.
No. But the point is that we have to be careful about the food that we are eating, that it will have the impact.
Uh-huh.
And the problem is that even sometimes people, they don't know what is halal and what is haram.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had the experience once, we went somewhere, and I asked the lady who was there at the counter, is the food halal?
Yes.
And she said, yes, it's halal.
Yes.
And I didn't see any label. And I said, what do you mean by halal? She said, we don't have any pork here.
Uh-huh.
So she thought that if there is no pork, then it's halal.
Oh, okay.
So,
or because it is halal, so let's eat as many as possible, as yeah. much as possible, yeah. okay?
That's another actual aspect of
gluttony,
it. Even the halal
gluttony,
would, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you have to be very careful that sometimes, you know, when you hear from the person that it's halal,
yes.
you may trust. And while it's not actually only the matter of the meat from which animal it is, the
yes.
way that it is slaughtered, okay. the way that it is cooked, any yes. other ingredient.
Yes.
But anyhow, when we see the label halal, we trust. And we don't have any Shari responsibility so, beyond that.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
For our dear listeners, I must say that halal branding refers mainly to the slaughter of the animal. I mean, how is it slaughtered?
How it is slaughtered and the animal itself. For example, it shouldn't be animals which are not permissible to eat, like dogs, like
yeah,
cats, like pigs. So pork, this is not, the meat itself is haram. If it is a cow, sheep, these things which are halal, you can eat that, provided that it is slaughtered in Shari way,
yes.
in a halal way. So there are two conditions.
Yeah.
Should be observed here.
Which is very much difficult nowadays because so many factories who produce flesh, you know, or produce section, you know, do it in the industrialized format of the slaughtering and the killing of the animals. So halal brand might
not... Of course, halal business now is spreading around the world.
Yeah.
Even I remember I was in South Korea.
Yeah.
There are not much Muslims there,
yeah.
very few. But even they were talking and thinking about halal food.
Yes.
So even halal industry
yes.
is attractive to many people. And because, you know, whatever is halal is a little bit more expensive than the other normal, you know, food.
That's right.
Because of the conditions that they observe, especially in Muslim countries.
Uh-huh.
And again, this is one of the sacrifices, one aspect of jihad in those countries is that you buy things more expensive.
Yes.
You have to, then it increases your expenses. And this is a kind of jihad itself for the Muslims who want to have the pure life.
What effects does it exactly have if, for example, you eat... of course, regardless of halal and haram, which is absolutely clear for Muslims, but for example, overeating or eating, for example, flesh more than vegetables, or for example, we can say red meat or flesh more than white ones, chickens, you know, does it really have effect on your soul?
As you know, the diets that we have, they are very important even for our body. So I don't want to get into that aspect because it's not my expertise that the nutritionists, they have to come and talk what kind of diet is good, whether to be vegetarian or not. But we, as Muslims, we are recommended to eat everything, to be from the meat, to be from vegetables, everything.
Yes.
So we don't limit ourselves to a specific kind of diet, generally speaking. But the impact on the soul is not deniable.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran in one verse talks about it. Generally, Allah says, فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى تَعَامِهِ. Allah is giving the warning that look at what you are eating. It's important because this is going to impact. And in another verse, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا.
Yes.
Those who eat the belonging of the orphans oppressively, Allah doesn't say they will be in fire. They will eat fire in the future, in the hereafter. Allah said they are eating fire.
As if they are eating fire.
Not as if. Exactly they are eating fire.
Yeah.
Means that we have two aspects of things. Whatever we see around us, it has two faces.
Yes.
One is the material face, the other is the spiritual face.
Yes.
That we call it malakut, mulk and malakut. Mulk, mulki face is the material face that we see it by these eyes. The malakuti face is the spiritual face that
or the hidden part.
The hidden part that our eyes are blind, and that's if a person is a pure person, the eyes will be open to see that. Awliya Allah, the prophets, imams, the great servants of Allah, they had the eyes open to see that side. So from that perspective, if you look at the belongings of orphans, no matter whether it's an apple, where it is a kind of vegetable or meat, if you are eating that in any form, you are eating fire. So the fire which is being eaten is going to flame up the soul. So this soul will be fired by those flames of hell, and then it will have the impact on that soul. Then how can you perform salat? How can you do good things? How can, even if the salat is going to be performed, this hell, the flames of hell are going to destroy it and remove it.
And so, we know that the modern science, you know, the medicine and these nutrition, you know, has says that, for example, too much calorie and fat will have these effects on your body. For example, you become laggish, you become lazy. This is your health.
This is the physical aspect. Even it is interesting that today they are talking about the moral side of this.
Yes.
So they today even the secular. As you said, science is studying on the impact of the food that you eat on your akhlaq, on your morality. What makes you irritable person?
Yes.
What makes you tolerant?
Yes.
So even the food that you eat can change your akhlaq.
Yeah, for example, you become more aggressive. They say, for example, fast food and the fat and the oil, you know, and these French fries, you know, this fast food makes you more, the flesh makes you more aggressive rather than vegetables.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. All in all, we have beautiful recommendations in the religion of Islam. For example, 1 month, the holy month of Ramadan, the people fast in order to get rid of all these problems of the body, you know. It's a good way in order to make your body and soul healthy again.
Yeah, again, the month of Ramadan is important. Fasting is important.
Yes.
This process of fasting itself.
Yes.
A kind of giving chance to the body and also to the soul to have a kind of recovery.
Yes.
And of course, it's not only that for the body is recovery, but for the soul is development, for the soul is progress. But anyhow, even in the month of Ramadan, it matters that what we eat at the morning and at the night time.
Between iftar and sahar, we are not allowed to eat everything. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. Halal income and halal food, and how does it affect our soul and body? It was very kind of you. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstudy.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن